Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay, today I want to talk about slimming down your role-playing game. And we will talk about that after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here's the deal. Now, I've gone over other role-playing games, mostly D&D and things like that, and I do have my, what I call, the GM's bug-out kit, which is a little kit. It's in a pencil holder that has everything I need to run a D&D game with a few modifications. You know, there's a few things you don't have, but I have everything in here. Pencils, markers, a mat to mark on, and dice. And this is mostly for me, because there's a few things that the players will have to provide, like their own dice and things like that. And as far as like tokens or miniatures or anything like that, well, you can mark it. Just mark it with the pens. Anyway, just sort of a quick breakdown of that. But I want to talk about taking something like D&D and just breaking it down to the easy, simple elements and go with that. In line with what I've talked about here, I put in a role-playing RPG system that I've got on, I think, three index cards sized pieces of paper. Anyway, you can put them on index cards. You can just write them down. These I managed to print out and, you know, all that. I also have something called the Burn D6 RPG, which I saw I had a Kickstarter for a regular book role-playing game, you know, a full set of core rules. But this is on a business card size RPG, and it just folds out, and it's also a simple role-playing game. And that's just an alternative I put in there in case I want to use that. I haven't tried any of this. So what I have here is on the one I made, and I call it Glenn's D&D role-playing game. And D&D in here means down and dirty. And what I did was I took basic D&D, pretty much, and just, you know, broke it down to its simple components, things I can remember. I was inspired to do this by my late friend Doug, who ran North Texas RPG Con along with Bad Mike and other people. And I was inspired to do this because one year it was on a Sunday and the con was winding down, but he wanted to run a 1E game. And he just handed us lined pieces of paper. He says, all right, write these six stats down. Write this down. Write that. And basically, he was just walking us through a simple character creation. And he ran the game. And it was a lot of fun. And that always stuck with me. And it's like, you know, if I can just break this down to I can remember it in my head or on cards like this, that'd be so much better. That'd be so cool, because then not only do I have a bug out bag where I can run anytime, or I have my bag if I have like a rule book or anything like that, I could just, you know, wing it on 3 index cards. Fantastic. So I went through and I used my brain and broke it down. And here's basically what I have. I put the number one rule, if all else fails, make a ruling / guess / make it up and write it down. In other words, once you make a ruling, write it down. That doesn't mean the ruling's going to be from then time forward. For that session it is. But afterwards you can decide, okay, is this a good rule? Do I want to keep it? Do I want to use or get rid of it? You can talk to the players, say, what do you guys think of this? And stuff like that. The point is you make a ruling and keep the game going. And that's the number one rule for me. Other than have fun, of course. So what do I have here? For character creation, stats, 3 to 18, split into thirds, then assign plus or minus 1 to 3. Or I could just do 0, 1 to 3. Because it breaks down to 6, you know, into thirds, it breaks down to 6 sets of 3 numbers. And it's very easy to do a quick little thing. Alignment optional, but law neutrality chaos if desired. So I want to keep it simple. So I do the three axis alignment system. Basic 4 classes, fighter, cleric, magic user, thief. 4 basic races, human, halfling, elf, dwarf. And I give racial bonuses of plus minus 1 to 2 for a movement, etc. Eyeball the rest, like infravision, things like that. Because, see, there's a lot of stuff I can extrapolate because I played these games so much. I mean, with experience, you'll get that way too. So if you just get to the point where you don't worry about it. You know it, okay? But these are great to have to remind myself. Armor class, ascending or descending to preference. Unarmored base 10 for both. What else? Move average 30 feet or 60 inches. That doesn't sound right. Like, I think it's more like the other way around. But I think you understand. It's, 30 on a, like a, say you're using a battle mat with a 5-foot squares, something like that. Money, 3d6 times 10 gold pieces. Equipment, whatever's reasonable or adventurous packs, if you have them. Says Swords and Wizardry Light is a good source. It still is. Or if you have some packs you've made up or something you got, I got some out of Dragon Magazine. Or, if the game system or module has it, go for it. If you're using a module, of course. Weapons, all D6s. 1D6 to 2D6 for large weapons, etc. Eyeball it if different damage die required. So I'd like to keep it all D6, like the old days. Because if you notice, all the weapons do D6, but they do different. They can do different types of D6, like a greatsword or a bastard sword, where you use it two-handed. You will do 2D6 or 1D6 plus 2 or something like that. So you do have a variation in there. But D6 is just easy to deal with. If I can break this all down in D6, it'd be great. Magic, the usual D&D/AD&D spells, guesstimate level effect, etc. for damage, guesstimate, or 1D6 increments. Now, as far as that goes, if you have a magic table from another game, see, this is all contingent upon, if you happen to have a book around that has this stuff in it, grab it, use it, because you can. You can use it with anything here. So if you have a magic system with a book like, I got this one over here. I've got Swords and Wizardry over here. Oh, I've got Labyrinth Lore. You just use that, Monsters. A D8 hit dice across the board. Okay? For smaller games, you can use D6 across the board. If you want to do it that way. Special abilities are D4/D6/D8 damage or other effects, duration, etc. In other words, you just, okay, fine. He's got this fear effect. It lasts for D4 rounds or D6 rounds or something like that. That kind of thing. That's how I do it. NPCs, find the benchmark. There's the benchmark again. Benchmark, usually 10 to 11 to establish the average, then only note down stats that vary from that average. That might even go for monsters. Now I think about it. Saves. I'm going to go with the Swords and Wizardry. 1 save starting at 16 with class adjustments determined by GM. You can, certain circumstances, you get a plus 2 to your save, death saves or transformation saves, or spell saves or something like that. These skills, 1 to 3 on a D6 with racial adjustments determined by GM. And cleric turning. Roll 2d6 on an 8 plus 2d6 hit dice of undead turned. On a crit, 12 on 2d6. 2d6 undead are automatically destroyed. And that's the rules. That's it. Three cards, boom, let's go. You know, you just want to sit down and play something. This is great for pickup games. This is great for convention games when you got those odd moments during the convention where you don't have anything to do, late at night, whatever. Okay, let's play some D&D, down and dirty D&D. And just haul this out and go for it. I'm thinking of making other copies. I got somewhere on some of the Facebook groups. I think I put out a PDF of it. But I'm gonna print these out and have a few more just to have them. You know, I stick them in my bag too. Even if I don't have this bug out kit, I'll stick it in my bag. I can still do it. And like I said, if you have a book, you know, if you have a book you don't want to use, you want to get into it, or somebody's got a small whatever. That has a rule or so that you can use, just add it. Just use it, you know? You want to use it? Go for it. You know, if you have a save system, do it. That kind of thing. Saves, whatever. Anyway, I got to go. You get my drift. By the way, Burn D6 was by Kevin Borup. Just thought I'd drop him a note. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail at Spotify for Podcasters. Now, we are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. If you want to do a single donation, you go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodel. Thank you very much. Other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large at the Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.